Thank you, and welcome back to Sasha Speaks. So, I just want to thank all my audience members who have decided to listen to my podcast. I just want to welcome all the new members, the new listeners who decided to listen to my podcast. Welcome. And I would like to thank my old listeners who have been with me since the beginning, or who have stuck with me since I started. I want to thank all of you for that. So today's word is actually going to be very quick, not too long, and I'm just going to jump right into it because as I was like speaking to a friend of mine and we were reading scripture, as I was reading the scripture, the Lord kept interrupting me and I pretty much couldn't finish the scripture and I started to speak in tongues. It's like he kept interrupting me. So I've pretty much got the prompting from the Holy Spirit speaking and telling me to give a warning word from what God is saying. And I just encourage you to go to the Lord yourself, because we all have access to the Lord, and ask the Lord for confirmation of what I'm going to release. Again, I want to be obedient unto the Lord, and I want to stay accountable as well, because we all as believers can hear the voice of God. No matter what somebody tells you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, when you receive your Lord and Savior, when you receive Jesus in your heart, and you become a part of his family, you can hear the voice of God. The word says, my sheep know my voice. So with that being said, let's go right into it. So as I was like trying to read the scripture, the Holy Ghost like stopped me dead in my tracks, and I pretty much saw a vision. In this vision, as I was praying in tongues, if you don't know what tongues are, speaking in tongues is basically when the Holy Ghost gives you a spiritual language to speak with your Creator, with God. And you can speak in tongues at any point in your life or any point in the day. It doesn't really matter. But for some reason in this moment, the Holy Ghost just like kept interrupting me. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel the Holy Ghost overtaking me, and I feel like speaking in tongues. So I just was speaking in tongues. And then as I spoke in tongues, I saw a vision, and this is the vision that I saw. So I saw an explosion on the water, like a bomb explosion. And then I saw warships shooting warning shots to the enemy. Like I could tell, like there was basically an enemy, and then there was like the other team. I couldn't tell who was who, but I know one team was against the other team, or one group of people were against the other group. One warship, a couple of warships were against another group of warships, so I could tell they were versing each other. And one side actually shot warning shots to warn the other warships to stay away. So at first I thought it was the Russian. I thought it was Russian warships. And so I thought, okay, Russian warships are going to try to start a war on the water. Like, it didn't make any sense. Then I heard Pacific Ocean. So I'm like, well, why would they start a war on the Pacific Ocean? So then I kept praying in the spirit. And then I got this. China wants the old islands that Japan claimed a long time ago. And Russia will assist China in their endeavors. So they're trying to start a war with the allies of the U.S. That's basically what they're trying to do. And they're trying to provoke a war. That's the whole goal of doing this. And so the U.S. is basically going to be caught off guard. And the Lord just let me know, like, I'm supposed to be obedient by sending a warning to our listeners as believers to pray against it. And he basically just said to me, warn the people like 3 times. So yeah, when God says something like this, it's like an immediate word. Like he wouldn't allow me to do anything until I release this word. So I have to be obedient. And so he also let me know that the Chinese warships are going to cross a boundary in the Pacific Ocean, or I guess in that vicinity. And they're going to cross this boundary where they're not supposed to. And they're going to try to push everyone to the brink of war. And then, mind you, I was talking to my friend when I was having this moment, and I asked my friend to basically speak in tongues as well. So as my friend was basically doing that, the vision that was seen was warships on the water. So they basically seen the same thing I did. And there's actually there's like an article. If you go to republicworld.com, there's like a there's an article that you might be interested in. The title is called "Chinese Ships Enter Japanese Waters in Disputed Senkaku Islands in the First Intrusion of 2022. So I wasn't aware of this, but apparently on January 6th, well, this article was updated January 6th, 2022 at 9:03 a.m. So apparently some Chinese warships had entered into like the borderline of the Japanese waters where the Senkaku Islands are. And these islands have been disputed over by Japan and China for a long time now. And so there's always like been some discrepancies between the two sides of who owns what. But Japan claimed these islands like a while ago, like a long time ago. So it's just for some reason China doesn't want to let go of that. But I think they're going to use this opportunity to like use that as an excuse to try to start a war. But as we all know, they're a part of the UN, so that is not going to go well. And so as you can see in the beginning of January already in this year, China's trying to provoke certain things. And they were found on the sea. I believe it was the, what sea was it? Let me see. I can actually look it up. East China Sea. So I guess these islands are in the East China Sea. And they said that the Chinese Coast Guard ships on a Saturday, they sailed into Japanese waters around these islands in the East China Sea for more than an hour, which is crazy, right? So they're trying to push the boundaries. So that's what China is trying to do. Of course, Russia and China, we already know their relationship. So Russia is actually backing China. And that's pretty much what the Lord like showed me and my friend. And another thing the Lord said is that the UN will get involved. But the Lord wanted me to release the word and release the vision to other believers so that you can intercede and pray. Like, there is power in prayer. I said this before. Like, we might not think like, oh, my prayer is not being answered, but when you pray to God, you're praying directly to your creator. And when you become a believer, you have direct access to the throne room of God. So don't ever think that you don't have a part to play in the events of the world, because we as believers do. We can intercede and stop certain things, or we can intercede and ask the Lord to allow certain things, good things, you know. So this is the word. I don't want to bring doom and gloom, like, oh, it's a horrible, horrible thing. This is nothing new, but for some reason, the Lord is prompting, or like, he kept like prompting me, like, you have to release this word, you have to release this word, you have to release this word. I was like, okay, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to release the word. And that's how God deals with me. Like, some aspects, he'll like say, oh yeah, release this word. And, you know, it'll be just that. He'll give me time to release it. In this case, he didn't. Like, he just, like, some other times God, how he deals with me is he'll keep, like, edging me, like, not, like, provoking me or anything, but he'll keep, like, in the spirit, like, I can feel his presence where he's like, you need to release it, you need to release it, you need to release it. Say the word, release the word that I have spoken, release the word, and he won't stop until I do it. So, I've gotten somewhat used to it now, and I just don't want to be disobedient, and I want to be obedient. So I'm releasing it to you so that you can pray and intercede, because there's power in prayer. So I hope this has blessed someone. I hope and pray that you guys, you know, stay safe and you have a blessed week, rest of the week and weekend. And if there's any other visions that I see that the Lord is prompting me to release, I'm going to release it. Before, I try to keep a regular schedule as to when I will release a word. But I haven't had like a structured schedule unless the Lord tells me this is what you're supposed to do every single week, one week, once a week or twice a week. Like, he hasn't really given me a structure. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm waiting on the Lord to release what he's going to say or show me whatever he's going to show me. And then whatever he shows me, I release it if he wants me to. Because sometimes when I have visions, sometimes it's just for me, or maybe it's for a family member or something. But yeah, this case is like, he would not let me, like, I couldn't do anything else. Like, he's like, you're going to release this word. And I'm just like, okay, God, okay, I'm gonna be obedient. So I'm not gonna hold you any longer than what I've held you for. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate those who are listening. And again, pray for the nations, pray for the world, intercede. And I'm speaking to believers, even, you know, as an unbeliever, you know, this could be an introduction as to, oh, wow, like, God's real. And it's like, yeah, God is real. He speaks to his people. And in the Bible, in the word of God, it says that God is a spirit. So he came in the flesh, but God is ultimately a spirit, an eternal being, and he's real. He does exist, and he wants us to partner with him and come into a relationship with him so that we can pretty much show the world that God exists and he loves us and he cares for us and he wants a relationship. So yeah, like, I just encourage you, if you don't know who Christ is, I pray that the Lord has touched you and blessed you in this message to show you, like, God does exist. And he speaks through people, through his spirit to spirit, or spirit to flesh, to speak the word of God. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. I hope you have a blessed day. And I will keep you all updated. Alrighty. Until next time. Later.